Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Love to have your dialogue and discussion. We're talking about armed government against the American citizens. With that taking place, how should we then live? How should Christians respond? Looking at Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn it. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 146 and verse 3, the scripture says, put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Our confidence and our trust ought to be in God and not in government. But what we're witnessing and watching today, ladies and gentlemen, is the disintegration of our foundation, the foundations of America, the foundations that give us the Constitutional Republic that I believe God has blessed America with as no other nation in the history of the world. A Bill of Rights at one time were honored by elected leaders, presidents, and those that were the representatives and senators. But ladies and gentlemen, today we're watching the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. They're laughing at anything that's called a Bill of Rights. Our very president, Joe Biden himself, is saying that the Bill of Rights are not absolute, that they can be taken away, and especially when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. I'm looking at an article, and I touched on it before the news break. FBI pressured people to give up their gun rights, according to a document. This is Dateline dated September the 13th. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, has pressured many Americans to voluntarily give up their Second Amendment right, which is potentially illegal, according to a newly disclosed document. The FBI officials had Americans fill out a form that said that they want the FBI to make it illegal for them to purchase or own guns forever because they have a mental health condition. Quote, we've learned that the FBI had no business disarming these individuals. They did not pose a threat to society. The FBI actions were wholly unlawful. Here are the tactics. About 15 people that are known filled out forms, according to the document the GOA acquired through the Freedom of Information, the FOIA lawsuit. The completed self-submission form shows people gave their mental health records to the FBI and signed to accept that completion and submission of this form will result in the denial of my right to purchase, possess, or use any firearm. We have records of 15 cases so far, but we know the number is perhaps between 1,500 and 15,000 that have fallen into this category. The FBI tells these persons were put in the NICS system as mentally prohibited, and there's no way to track who was entered on the basis of this form. But the burden is on the FBI to fix this because they had the power to put these people into the system in the first place, end quote. Subtitle in this massive article, give up your Second Amendment rights. none of the people who signed the form were legally prohibited from buying guns for mental health reasons, because if they were legally prohibited, there would be no harm, no need for the form at all. The FBI disarmed a high school student who wasn't even of legal age to own a firearm for looking online for hacking advice on school computers. Here's the picture. The high school student searching online, how do you hack a high school computer? The student told the agents that he didn't even want to buy a gun, but he then signed the form to give up his right to forever own a weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a backdoor approach of weapon confiscation. That's a backdoor approach to disarming America. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to any banana republic, you can go to any nation today, a third world nation. They take control of the healthcare system. They take control, disarm the citizens, take control of the weapons. Then they come in with the final gigantic hammer and take control of the people completely, making them subject to the government rather than the government being subject to we the people as our form of government today. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we find that's taking place, let me just clearly state this. Our federal government says, Joe Biden says, others in the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist network called the Democratic Party, they will tell you that the government is not censoring free speech, that the government is not censoring our Bill of Rights and the right of the First Amendment. But ladies and gentlemen, every social media, every big tech organization are following the behest of Joe Biden's office to do so. They become an arm of the federal government. Here's an article that spells it out clearly as to one category of that. FBI caught reporting social media site users to the FBI. Facebook, whose chief Mark Zuckerberg already has admitted, ladies and gentlemen, that the FBI influenced what the social media called Facebook was posting, or how they were continuing to prevent posting in 2020 election. Now this article reads, whose chief Mark Zuckerberg already has admitted trying to influence the 2020 election for Joe Biden by suppressing damaging information at the request of the FBI. Now Mark Zuckerberg has been caught with Facebook spying on private messages of those who use social media platform and reporting them to the FBI. Did you know that Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, whatever you say on the social media platform of Facebook, it is being sifted through by Facebook leadership and personnel, and they're reporting anything that they think that you ought not to say, that you ought not to do, that you ought not to be, and they're connecting the dots with family members and relatives and friends that you're dealing with on Facebook, and they're reporting all of that network to the FBI. Literally an arm of the FBI, an arm of the federal government, to literally listen to and to in some way infringe our First Amendment rights. This article says, the report comes from Miranda Devine of New York. She is a very well-spoken, serious news person. She is an investigative reporter. She says, under the FBI collaboration operation, somebody at Facebook red flagged these supposedly subversive private messages over the past 19 months. Didn't just start happening. It's been happening for 19 months, and transmitted all of the information in form to the domestic terrorism operational units of the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., without using any subpoena to do so, end quote. One of the sources told Miranda Devine, it was done outside the legal process and without probable cause. Facebook provides the FBI with private conversations, private dialogue and discussions, which are supposedly protected by the First Amendment without any subpoena. The sources said all the targets were conservatives and conservative. Listen, Facebook's filtering everything that you say. But if you're a socialist, Marxist, democratic, communist, you're okay. If you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, if you're a patriot, if you voted for President Trump, if you have a Trump flag on your lawn, if you stand before your school board and challenge them for teaching the sodomite lifestyle called the LGBTQ or the CRT in the schools, then you're a domestic terrorist, and all domestic terrorists have to be reported to the FBI, and it's the Facebook people that are doing that today. I'm looking at an additional article to support that. Biden ordered to cough up documents. That's Joe Biden, President Sleepy Joe Biden, ordered to cough up all documents about collusion with social media. This is dated September the 7th. A U.S. District Court Tuesday ordered the Justice Department, the DOJ, to produce all communications between National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and social media companies. Republican Attorney Generals Eric Schmidt of Missouri and Jeff Landry of Louisiana filed a lawsuit against the administration back in May for allegedly colluding with social media companies or coercing them to suppress disfavored content on platforms using disinformation, misinformation, or malinformation labels in violation of the First Amendment. District Judge Terry Daughtry mandated as part of the case Tuesday that communication between the companies and Fauci and the press secretary provided based on Schmidt and Landry's request. In our lawsuit against Joe Biden's administration for colluding with social media companies to censor speech, the court just ordered, I'm reading the article, the court just ordered the DOJ to produce records from key White House and HHS officials like Dr. Fauci and White House Press Secretary and others. Schmidt and Landry, that's the two district attorneys, attorney generals, Schmidt and Landry had already successfully obtained and released records showing multiple federal agencies officials communicated with social media companies in cooperation with censorship by the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, how should we then live? What ought to be your response? Is this something that you think is all right? I've had people say, well, you know, if you haven't done anything wrong, you shouldn't be concerned about people knowing about what you're doing and what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not true. We live in a constitutional republic with a representative form of government, and that's being destroyed. We're declining into a total democracy, and democracy is nothing more than mob rule. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's right for the federal government to use social media and big tech as an arm of the federal government without calling it the federal government? Do you think that is needful or necessary? Do you think that all that you say, that you shouldn't have any privacy, there shouldn't be any privacy concerns in America today? I'm looking at an article that says, the death of personal privacy. The death of personal privacy, dated September the 17th. You'd be surprised how much data and information you about you is continually being monitored and stored by the federal government via social media platforms. In today's world of high tech, virtually every entity you interact with is collecting information on you. Of course, this has been going on for years, but things really ramped up in 2006 when this thing called Facebook was launched to the public. It was presented to us as a fun way to connect with family and friends and make new friends online. Because it was so user-friendly, it grew quickly, especially with the advent of smartphones and other handheld devices. Today, nearly 3 million people use Facebook daily, and many are addicted to it. Further in the article, it says, think about it. If the government were to demand you to supply them with all the pictures of your kids, all the pictures of your family members, all the information and photos about your family, vacation places and where you travel, and all your personal information, and who you had business with, and who you're doing business with, few would comply. But using Facebook as a fun form of online entertainment, people handed that information over willingly and proudly. How many moms took pictures of their little kids' first day of school, for example, and posted it on Facebook? By doing this, they've not only made that information public knowledge, which was captured and archived forever by Facebook and now by the federal government on behalf of Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our liberties are under attack by the federal government. Free speech is not free anymore. Our Fourth Amendment rights are no longer valid. The government's eviscerated, destroyed the Fourth Amendment with their illegal raid on President Donald J. Trump's home. And as a result of that, you can count the Fourth Amendment as being obsolete, gone, no more with any validity whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, our right to keep and bear arms has now been infringed upon in a very serious way. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, there's an article that I found online, tried to send it to myself in order to print it out. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the charge card companies have now made a determined decision? Listen, all charge card companies, if you have a Visa card, a MasterCard, if you have a Discover card, if you have any one of the charge cards, if you try to buy ammo or a weapon online with that charge card, it is deemed as an illegal purchase and will not allow you to finalize the purchase. I read that in a massive article. I've had one person that's already validated that that's what's happened to them, that they were trying to buy ammo online and could not because it said it was an illegal, unwarranted, unauthorized charge. Ladies and gentlemen, that is, for in all intents and purposes, it is canceling the Second Amendment right, the right to keep and bear arms. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a very, very dangerous world today when we see that taking place. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, today, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot must be gravely concerned about what is taking place. It's time for us to stop being silent. We must recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that our faith, our families, and our freedom are under attack. One fell swoop by this administration. Today's socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party is against we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, we must not concede. Our rights must not be conceded. Our liberties must not be surrendered. Our Bill of Rights ought to be recognized and adhered to by our federal government. I'm looking at an article that says the FBI and the deep state are at war with all of America. Fresh off the Democratic Party empowering the Internal Revenue with 87,000 new agents, many of them armed to the teeth, the FBI conducted one of its famous early morning raids, the first ever against a former president. It goes on to talk about what took place on August the 8th. These are the betrayers of America, the deep state. They include all elected Democrats, the intelligence agencies, and much of the federal bureaucracy, which is at war with our Constitution, at war with our Declaration of Independence, and everything that's called decency. These are people who are at war with America. This unprecedented raid on Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, his castle, was slammed hard by most Republicans for overreaching, overwhelming evidence of abuse by Joe Biden and the Department of Justice and for the weaponization of those departments. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis called the raid another escalation in the weaponization of the federal agencies the regime's political opponents, while people like Hunter Biden get treated with kid's gloves, now the regime is getting another 87,000 agents to wield against its adversaries in the now banana republic called America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble as a nation, and as such, we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, how we need to depend on God even more and more each and every day. Look at an article that says how the Bible and faith of our founders shaped America's enduring Constitution. Some questions why it's said that America was founded as a Christian nation since there's no mention of God in the Constitution, one writer said. The founding fathers who wrote and signed the Constitution saw themselves as men of faith and used what they learned from a lifetime of reading and studying the Bible to help them form a new nation with its laws and its government based on God's word. I like to say this person writing, I like to say that it's not that we established a Christian country, but without Christian values, we would never have established this country called the United States of America. We were shaped by the Bible. Outside the National Constitutional Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the preamble to the Constitution is displayed in huge letters on the outside of the building, showing the phrase by phrase how the preamble reflects biblical values in America based on our founding documents is irrefutable, ladies and gentlemen. So what should we do as Christians? How should we respond? Number one, I'm looking at an article that I think summarizes it better than I could myself. It says, fight, contend, and do battle. For those who are still asleep, decades ago, war was declared on Christianity, our Constitution, and Christians and the citizens in this nation in general. It is a war that Christians in America have not shown up for. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. This is stated so succinctly and so superbly. When apostasy arises, when false teachers emerge, and when the truth of God is attacked, it is time to fight. It's time to contend for the faith as a watchman on the wall for God. I challenge every Christian, every citizen, to contend not only for our faith, but our Constitution and the rights given to us by Holy God. The danger is real. False teachers have crept not only into the church of the living God, but the news media and their false teachers are now spewing their lies, their deception, and evil ideology across the nation 24/7. Too many of our false pastors are turning God's grace into unbounded license to do as they please. In America today, we're dealing with an unbelieving America, a church system that has embraced religion and forsaken the living God. America is now committing more sin than Sodom and Gomorrah. In the face of such danger, the pastors and churches in America should be calling for a solemn assembly, fasting and praying and repenting of national sins. But today, the pastors and churches in America are ignoring the evil, but instead of entertaining the people with smooth words, it's turning into apathy and refusing to change their wicked ways. The message of Jude is relevant today for all of us that name Jesus Christ. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Jude 3. Why are so many of our pastors and churches apathetic? Why can't they see that Satan and his powers of darkness have determined to destroy America? Our religion today has great moral indignation over poverty, abortion, political parties, and politicians, but we have not enthroned Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. America is being destroyed because most have rejected the knowledge of God and His laws, and as a result, we have become non-productive Christians. This is not caused by stupidity, but by ignorance. Pastors are manipulating the Word of God and using it for wrong reasons to build bigger churches. Ladies and gentlemen, one final paragraph from this large article. We barely have a working knowledge of the New Testament. We have reduced the Old Testament to children's Bible stories. We're not well-fitted or thoroughly equipped to move in the kingdom of God. Is there any better example of being destroyed for the lack of knowledge than the Western church today? America is being destroyed because we have rejected the knowledge of God. As a result, we're producing non-productive and uninformed children in this generation that will make it impossible to keep our republic that we have been given by God, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is taking place today and how the federal government, armed governmental government coming against the American citizens with the question, how should we then live? What ought to be our response to what is taking place? We have today a major, major, major factor, and that is the enemies of all that we know today, the enemies of all that we've known as a constitutional republic, are now trying to tear down and destroy it. One writer says, the IRS recruit police academy style armed agents. The IRS, they're recruiting agents with the mindset of going to war with the American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to by IRS, been lied to by the CDC, lied to by the FBI, lied to by the DOJ. How should we then live? What should we do? What should our responses be? Ladies and gentlemen, I am saying to you today, I believe it's time we turn back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God and believe the truth of what God's Word says. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And as we study the Scripture, we recognize what is taking place. And as Christians, we can no longer be silent. We can no longer sit in silence. We need to take a stand. We must not concede our rights under our Bill of Rights. Once lost, ladies and gentlemen, will never be regained. It appears that our government today intends to come against every conservative, to come against every Christian, to come against every patriot with armed agents from the FBI and the DOJ, the CIA and the FBI and the IRS, ladies and gentlemen, forcing submission to the government. Ezekiel 33:10, very, very clear. How should we then live? I believe we must turn back to God. I believe it's time that we remain faithful to the house of God. I believe it's time that those that say that they're saved stand up and recognize we must fight, we must contend, and we must do battle. In fact, when you understand, ladies and gentlemen, in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's in Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 10, 11, and 12. And then in the Scripture, in verse 13, it says, having done all, it's talking about putting on the whole armor of God, having done all, we are then to stand. I believe God calls on every Christian today to stand for truth, to stand for righteousness, to stand for the Word of God, to stand for our Bill of Rights, stand for our Constitution, stand for truth at whatever level, and refuse to bow and to bend to anything any less than that, ladies and gentlemen. We find today, in fact, when it comes to truth being told, we've been lied to about so many things. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things, and I'll touch on this, that one senator said we have a corrupt medical system in our country, and that corruption has destroyed the morals and the ethics and the values because they've used the COVID lie, ladies and gentlemen, to control the American citizens. I'm looking at a headline. Scientists from Harvard and Johns Hopkins found COVID-19 vaccines 98 times worse than the virus itself. We've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen, and now the lie is coming home to roost. We're finding, ladies and gentlemen, through the FBI, the DOJ, and the IRS, there's a mindset that they're going to control we the people. I believe we need to pray, confess our sins, seek God's face, and ask God to heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a good pattern for that, ladies and gentlemen. So I close with this thought, ladies and gentlemen. Today we need to seek God, turn to Him, seek His face, ask Him to forgive us of our sin, forgive the sins of our nation, and to heal our land. God can, if we would simply be obedient. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.